AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A British aid group says it believes two of its workers have been abducted by Russian forces in southeastern Ukraine. The Presidium Network says the two men were taken while trying to help evacuate residents near Zaporizhia. President Biden is asking the American people to dig deeper, seeking billions more dollars to help Ukraine defend its borders.
This assistance would provide even more artillery, armored vehicles, anti-armored systems, anti-air capabilities.
This morning, heavy fighting is reported in the Donbass region. The United Nations is condemning a Russian airstrike that wounded 10 people, blowing off the leg of one man and destroying two high-rise buildings, just after a news conference from visiting UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
I'm here to say to you, Mr. President, and to the people of Ukraine, we will not give up.
In the U.S., more than 160 homes have been destroyed in a rural county in northeast New Mexico from the largest of many wildfires burning in the West. The Justice Department is trying to collect several million dollars from Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort.
The Justice Department filed a lawsuit against Paul Manafort, who was convicted in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation and later pardoned. The suit seeks to recover nearly $3 million from undeclared foreign bank accounts. Manafort attorney Jeffrey Niemann says his client has been attempting to resolve the matter for months. I'm Norman Hall.
Black and Hispanic Americans remain far more cautious about COVID-19 than white Americans, according to a new AP NORC poll. 68% of Hispanics, 63% of blacks say they are at least somewhat worried about getting infected, compared with 45% of whites. In the NFL draft, number one pick was Georgia defensive end Trayvon Walker, who joins the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is AP News. The FDA is out with its plan to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars.
More than a third of all cigarettes sold in this country are menthol flavored. The Food and Drug Administration says eliminating menthol or mint flavored cigarettes could prevent as many as 650,000 smoking deaths in the next 40 years. The FDA also wants to ban menthol and dozens of other flavors from cigars, which are increasingly popular with young people, especially black teens. The initial draft proposals now have a two-month comment period and aren't likely to be finalized before next year. Tim McGuire, Washington.
It's hard enough dealing with wigs, jewelry, and dresses that are the costumes for Downton Abbey. But Penelope Wilton says a bigger complication was trying to film the movie with face masks on. Downton Abbey, A New Era, opens in the U.S. May 20th. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.